Joined now on Downtown by a certifiable music legend, it's Ian Astbury, the lead singer of the rock band The Cult, who will be releasing their 10th studio album, Hidden City, tomorrow. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. A certifiable music legend.
I mean, I've been listening to your stuff forever, and I'm really excited about this new album, Hidden City, which seems to have some real deep and thoughtful meaning behind some of the lyrics, reading up on it earlier in the week. Mm. Was that kind of your thought process going into writing the album lyrically?
That's me. Everybody knows the Cult is like, yeah, that's the way it's always been. I've just been a heavy cat since I was a kid, so deeply considering existential, the meaning of life. Since I had Life on Mars when I was 10 years of age, that was it. That's what set me off, was hearing that song. And being brought up by, like, literally, I had 10 aunts. So they're all teenagers and into music. So I was in an immersive in music family, and Bowie was the first, you know, gateway to otherworldly thought and philosophy. Really was probably the most formative. Yeah.
Now, what is it like to still be able to play with your guitarist, Billy Duffy, after all these many years? We had him on the show last week, and he spoke so glowingly of you, but it must be pretty unique to continue to play with him as part of the Cult after three decades.
Yeah, I mean, we're bound together, you know, and it's Billy's a really grounding element for me. I think that, you know, in many ways, we kind of had very different upbringings. And initially, I was kind of born in a similar part of the country as Billy. But then I, you know, went to North America when I was 11 years of age. And in some ways, he's had that kind of consistent grounding element, whereas I moved around a lot. And, you know, I think that's the kind of the balance, the harmonic between the two of us. And as I've evolved, I've pulled him, you know, kind of dragging him in the room sometimes. Like in this record, I was like, you know, we start straight off and it's just like, first word out of my mouth is piano. It's not guitar, it's piano. And it's like, oh, okay. And that was a real thing to get over, in the studio. But once he kind of sensed that this was going to be a really positive tool for us in the studio, he could see the value of it and how it's going to affect his guitar playing as well. And sort of pushed him in terms of raising his bar. And he's like, you know, he's evolved as a player. No doubt, he's evolved as a player. I mean, we came from post-punk kind of, you know, roots, and here we are, you know, 10 albums deep, still trying to evolve.
Ian, what I really like about your music with The Cult and your performances is how energetic you are and how you're truly a showman out there when you're on the stage, even dating back to the early years and continuing on to today. How would you assess rock music today and how it's kind of evolved into almost more of a, I'm just going to play the songs as opposed to having entertaining shows out there night in and night out?
It's really interesting. I think technology has affected, you know, people picking up instruments, getting mastery over instruments. You know, in some ways, guitars a lot of the time are used as props as opposed to, you know, really used as an expressive voice. Rock music, it's interesting. I mean, rock culture, rock and roll culture has been so absorbed into the mainstream. It's been so absorbed into lifestyle, and it's interesting. Like, you can see the influence of, I mean, obviously, you know, blues was a huge influence on rock, and jazz was a huge influence on rock initially. And then, you know, those kind of elements went away, and then you got much more like hard rock and metal. And then hip-hop started to appropriate rock and roll iconography and rock and roll influences, and you see like Travis Scott walking on stage with a guitar player who's playing a white Les Paul, and you know, you go see Jay-Z and he's got a full band behind him. Kanye's got a band under the stage. Mike Dean plays guitar and piano on his records. It's really interesting to see that evolve. But rock bands, or bands that would, you know, label themselves as rock, I think we're in an interesting transitional phase right now. There's a lot of original music being made. But rock has kind of like lost its place as the workhorse of the music industry in some ways. It's, I think it's in a state of transition right now. There's definitely certain areas of guitar music that are really impactful and visceral and important. I'd like to think that we're more aligned with that, you know.
Well, we're talking with Ian Asbury here, who will be releasing the Cult's 10th studio album, Hidden City, tomorrow online in the record stores near you. I would really recommend purchasing it because it's going to be a killer album. Speaking of great rock bands and ones that you're familiar with, you performed on Slash's solo record recently and also have toured with Guns N' Roses back in the day. What would your advice be to Axl Rose, Slash, and Duff McKagan as they go on to this endeavor of reuniting the band after two-plus decades?
They don't need my advice. They know exactly what they're doing. Those guys are well in command of themselves. I mean, they're all alpha personalities, so they got this. I'd like to see it. I think my only wish for those guys is they'd get in the studio and make another record. Mm. I think they, you know, that's really the, to me, ultimately, for anybody who's an artist, use that term loosely, is your body of work, you know? Trying to evolve, constantly trying to evolve, stay inquisitive. I'd love to see them make another record. I think there's definitely room for another GNR record. It'd be interesting to see what they do now. But, you know, it's like, it's kind of, to be honest with you, my focus is more on, like, I'm not so much looking at that. I'm looking more at, like, I'm really interested to see what the new Kanye West record's going to sound like. Or the new, you know, what Kendrick Lamar's going to do next. I honestly think there's much more progression in hip-hop culturally, you know, more experimentation is going on in hip hop culture and lifestyle culture, and that's really more for me is really impactful. And not to say there's not other incredible bands out there. There's so many great records coming out. But I mean, right now, probably the most important record in my house right now is Black Star by Bowie. I don't think anything's going to come close to that. I'd be surprised if anything comes close to that.
Before we let you go, Ian, I just wanted to ask, I know you don't want to look too far into the future, but the Cult's been such an iconic band for so many years. As I mentioned, the 10th studio album coming up, just being released tomorrow. What do you have in store after this tour? Is there plans for another album later on down the road, or is that too far in the future for the Cult?
Yeah, too far in the future. I mean, to be honest with you, we don't know how this is going to evolve, Brian. It's like, who knows what's going to happen on Friday? It could really be... We don't know. We have no expectations. We're planning. We've got 38 shows planned right now. We're looking at festivals in Europe. We're looking at shows all over the world. The Cult's a global band, so we go where we're wanted. You know, we want to get in front of as many people as possible this year and share this record with as many people as possible. So I think we'll just have to wait and see how it evolves, how it... you know, but getting back in the conversation, the cultural conversation, is a really important thing for this band. I think we've made a really good, strong record that's definitely doing a lot of things that other people's records aren't doing. We're not just scratching the surface, we've ripped the roof off. You know, we've ripped the roof off, you know, in many ways. So we'll see. We're doing a show tonight. We're playing the Grammy Museum tonight. In downtown Los Angeles, and tomorrow we have an album release party downtown LA. Then we go to New York during Fashion Week. We've got two shows in New York. All these shows are sold out already. Then we hit the UK. We've got a 12-date tour of the UK and Ireland. That's selling out. Then we come back and we're South by Southwest in Austin on the 18th. And then we're going to do a run of shows through that. And then maybe Australia. And then we'll see festivals, US. Wait and see what kind of offers come through. But, you know, the Cult's really an outsider band. I mean, we're pretty much outsider. We played on so many different stages with so many different artists, and we've been around a bit, so we'll see what comes up.
Well, I, for one, will be buying the album tomorrow when it hits stores in my record store near here.
Get the vinyl.
Oh, of course. I just got a record player last year, so I'll definitely have to cop
get
that
the
one,
vinyl, because there's only, like, I think there's only, like, about, we only press, like, 2,000 pieces of vinyl. So, And also the CDs, there's a limited amount of those. Before they go to a jewel case, the CD artwork now is, like, a gatefold CD artwork. So if you're a fan of, like, artwork and everything, there's only a limited amount of these as well.
Well, Hidden City comes out tomorrow. You can purchase it. The Cult's 10th studio album. It's great as well at record stores and online. Ian, thank you very much for your time. It's been great talking with you, and best of luck with the album release tomorrow.
Thank you, Brian.